The Ford Motor Company has announced that it will replace millions of Firestone tires on its vehicles. The number two automaker said yesterday the move is necessary to ensure the safety of its customers. Bridgestone Firestone defended its product in a written statement, saying its tires are safe. Jerome Vaughn of member station WDET reports from Detroit.
Ford CEO Jacques Nasser had spent much of yesterday in Washington, D.C., speaking with federal officials about the automaker's plan to deal with lingering questions about Firestone tires. By late afternoon, he had returned to Ford headquarters in Dearborn, Michigan, ready to tell the rest of the country about the automaker's decision on live television.
The Ford Motor Company will replace all Wilderness AT tires on our vehicles. We simply do not have enough confidence in the future performance of these tires keeping our customers safe. It's as simple and as basic and as fundamental as that.
The customer service action will affect 15, 16, and 17-inch Wilderness AT tires on several Ford models. But about 80% of the vehicles using the tires are Ford Explorers, the most popular sport utility vehicles in the country. Company officials say they decided to begin the replacement program unilaterally after Ford completed its own analysis of the tires. Ford used material from Firestone and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration to compile its report. While the company says it could not pinpoint a single cause of tire failures, Ford Chief of Staff John Rintamaki says the report did find that Wilderness tires failed at a rate of about 15 per million, a much higher rate than comparable tires from other manufacturers. He says the analysis also shows that older tires are more prone to failure.
Newer tires, generally those under about 3 years old, have extremely low failure rates. Because of that, we'll be prioritizing replacement of tires based on age. Of course, we'll replace all the tires, but we're working with our customers to ensure that the older tires are replaced first.
The recall also includes about 1.5 million tires used as replacements during Firestone's tire recall last August. Ford says the cost of replacing the 13 million tires will be more than $2 billion. And to keep from running out of replacements, Ford will temporarily shut down three of its facilities. The Twin Cities assembly plant in Minnesota and the Edison, New Jersey plant will be closed for a two-week period. The Louisville, Kentucky facility will close for a week to make more tires available. While Ford officials hope their proactive approach to the situation helps to ease concerns about the safety of the Explorer, some think the damage has already been done. Lindsay Chappell is the Mid-South Bureau Chief for Automotive News. He says the fight between Ford and Firestone may make some potential customers think twice.
You now have two companies arguing about safety. Whatever the facts of it are, the impression in the mind of the consumer is going to be, there's a safety issue here. Maybe I shouldn't buy this vehicle. Right or wrong, that's the impression that's going to come out of the squabble.
Firestone officials continue to criticize Ford's approach to the problem. The tire maker maintains that Ford is ignoring safety concerns with the Explorer. Firestone ended its business relationship with Ford on Monday. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Vaughn in Detroit.